Make sure you do everything you are doing here militarily.
Power
must change us in my life. No matter what the challenge. Sing it again loud and clear. Power must change us in my life. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you for a time like this. And we praise your holy name for bringing us to this last palm of strangers in this year. For those who have been watching us online, thank you for those who have been watching us on the satellite. We thank you for what you have been doing at these programs. We specially thank you for those who are brought here today to receive special presents from the Almighty. Accept our thanks in Jesus' name. Father, we thank you because you are the one who is higher than the highest and greater than the greatest. You are the one whose power is uncontestable. You are the one whose power moves from continent to continent. From family to family, from village to village. You are the one whose power is the absolute power and the imperial power. Accept our thanks in Jesus' name. According to the word of prophecy that has gone forth for this morning, that all those who will partake of this particular program will be candidates of turnaround testimonies. Father, move in that power now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Before you sit down, there are quick prayers I want you to pray. Seven quick prayers I want you to pray. Before the early angels depart from here. And the Lord said I should tell whoever is listening to me this morning that these seven prayers will attract seven different testimonies for all who will pray them. Let your voice roar like thunder as you say this after me. Voice of strangers. Assigned to destroy my destiny. You are a liar. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth, deal with the voice of the strangers. Wherever the strangers are, in Jesus' name we pray. There is a woman that came here crying. The Lord should tell you that those who gather themselves together to make you cry, before the end of this day, the angels of violence from heaven shall visit them. Powers speaking against my progress. I bury you now. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and declare it. Power speaking against my progress. I bury you now. Jesus' name we pray.
Lorukọ Jesu la gbadura.
Somebody is in this meeting and they told you that you have cancer.
Enikan be ninu pade won si wi fun pe o ni jejere.
You that cancer.
Iwo jejere o.
Hear the word of the Lord.
Gbọ oro Oluwa.
It is written.
Ati ko wi pe.
As soon as they hear of me, they shall obey me.
Bi won ba ti kuro mi won gbọ
ti. Strangers shall submit themselves unto me.
Awon ma jeji yo fi eton te ori
won. Strangers shall fade away.
Aya yo pa awon alejo.
They shall be afraid out of their close places.
O si fi beru jade ni bi ko lo mi won.
You arrows of cancer.
Eyin oba jejere.
Go back to your senders now.
E pada lo ba o to ran yin bayi.
You cancer power, I command you to dry up. Dry up. Dry up. Dry up. In the name of Jesus. That person, check your body now. Something is happening to you right there where you are. The arrows are going back to the senders. The pain there has completely disappeared. And it's drying up. Check yourself very well. And make sure you come and tell us here. Say, every power, time down my breakthrough.
Don't
is that the loudest you can shout this important prayer? Catch fire!
Jonah!
In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and begin to pray that prayer. Masapiali katende ya boshende raba. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray.
Loruko Jesu agbadura.
Someone he said they wanted you to die this year, but the Lord said you will not die. But they are now saying December is still there. December is still there. I have information for you. All those who want you to die this month, you shall bury them. Thank you, Jesus. Say this loud and clear. Voice of confusion. In the name of Jesus. Deal with the voice of confusion. I refuse to be confused. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Voices of infirmity. My life is not your candidate. Can I hear you roaring like fire? In the name of Jesus. That's right. Posete katenda ya boshende rabakatara bosanda. Thank you, Jesus. Something is happening here. In Jesus' name we pray. Silence. Silence. The evil power of your father's house that is against marriage. That is against marriage. That has already entered into your body. I bind those powers. And I command them to depart. In the name of Jesus. As the first person. That's number two.
number 3, number 4, number 5, number 6, number 7, number 8, number 9, number 10. The evil wind that the enemy has blown into the womb of that sister, just as suddenly as it came inside of you, you can feel the wind moving out now. And there's a volcanic eruption of God's power in that womb area now. Every voice of the stranger speaking to demote me. Can you say that loud and clear? Let your voice roar like thunder. Oh God,
arise!
Cut them off in the name of Jesus. Every voice of the strangers speaking to demote me, oh God, arise, cut them off in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray.
Loruko Jesu lagbadura.
As someone here the Lord said,
enikan be ni Oluwa wipe,
right from January even to this period you have been fighting battles.
Lati January titi to fi dida igan ogun lo sha nja.
The Lord said, beginning from this very tomorrow,
ṣugbọn Oluwa wipe lati ola ode oni,
you shall now begin to testify.
O bere ti se jeri.
Thank you, Jesus. Because acidic confusion shall torment your tormentors. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Say thank you, Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Before you sit down, I'd like you to go to three persons and be a prophet unto them. Say to them, look at somebody straight in there. Say, my friend, your portion shall not be given to another. In the name of Jesus. Say to three persons. Three persons.
Any meta.
Amen.
Amen.
Say this to three persons too. Look at somebody sitting there. Say, my friend, you shall break away from every cage of stagnancy.
Oh, your
in the name of Jesus, you shall break away from every cage of stagnancy in the name of Jesus. Prophesy to three persons again. Say, my friend, your environment shall now be uncomfortable for dark forces. In the name of Jesus. Say to three persons, your environment Now, finally, before you sit down,
look
for several persons you like so much.
When you make your to fan,
I said, my friend, any power
agbara,
waiting to see your bishop this year,
don't draw that degree way to put a lot
of
yoku.
In the name of Jesus, send to seven persons.
We have money making.
Shout aloud, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Have your seat, God bless you. And let's take our Bibles. Amen.
Amen.
I'd like you to turn to the person next to you. Tell the person, my friend, don't leave this meeting until the final prayers have been said. Say it to your friend again. That's an instruction. You must listen to it carefully. Amen.
Amen.
Revelation,
if you want,
versus wicked devices.
Lati koju arekere ke buburu buburu.
In Job chapter 5,
Job orikarun
verse 12.
Ese ikejila.
Job chapter 5,
Job orikarun
verse 12.
Ese ikejila.
Revelation,
if you want,
versus wicked devices.
Lati tako arekere ke.
Job 5:12.
Job orikarun.
And you do well to listen to this very carefully.
Josi darabo ba teti le pele je gbo ile.
Job 5:12 says,
Job orikarun ese ikejila wi pe,
it disappointed the devices of the crafty.
O yi imo awon alare kereke po,
so that their hands cannot perform their enterprise.
Then your woman could lay me down, lay one share.
If you have found that scripture, can you read it loud and clear where you are?
Yes, sir. Alone, you call them okay.
There is somebody in this meeting today.
And you come bending you, Pade Iloni.
Every device of the crafty against your life shall be disappointed.
So, boy, my one, not a character, Lodi, say, I hear that you bite it, you.
It disappointed the devices of the crafty. Then their arms can no longer perform their enterprise. In Jeremiah chapter 11, verse 18, Jeremiah 11:18-19. And the Lord had given me knowledge of it. And I know it. Then shows me their doings. But I was like a lamb or an ox that is brought to the slaughter. And I knew not that they had devised devices against me, saying, let us destroy the tree with the fruit thereof, and let us cut it off from the land of the living, that his name may be no more remembered. You can see the device they have devised against that prophet. They say, let us destroy the tree with the fruit thereof. Let us cut him off from the land of the living. So that his name may be no more remembered. I'm praying for somebody here. Any power that wants to destroy your tree and your fruit. Any power that wants to cut you off from the land of the living. Any power that does not want your name to be remembered anymore. Shall die suddenly in the name of Jesus. Let your amen roar like thunder. Revelation,
if you want,
versus wicked devices.
That is koju arekereke buburu.
Now listen to me very, very carefully.
This is in your what 30 years ago, boy.
Revelation,
if you want,
is an unveiling.
Oje ishi bojukuro.
A making known.
Fifin honey.
Revelation makes known the mind of God to man.
If you want, amajaki eru olorun ko han si eniyan.
Revelation.
If you want,
is the ancestor of manifestation.
Ni baba nla baba ifarahan.
I pray that the Lord will open your eyes here today. And you will receive miracles that will shock your enemies and surprise your
friends.
Close your eyes and say this loud and clear. Every Uzziah of my father's house. Blinding my eyes. In the name of Jesus. Command Uzziah to die. In Jesus' name we pray.
Loruko Jesu lagbadura.
Every man
gbogbo eniyan
who has an information from the Almighty
to ni royin lati odo ga ogo
will always be an overcomer.
Yo ma je eni to nbori.
Information from the Almighty is a revelation.
Iroyin lati odo ga ogo. If you want,
there is an information that you need from heaven to make your life to be catapulted to its next level.
There
is a compass you need from heaven to show you where you are going. That compass is what you call revelation. The more you pray, the more you discover. And the more you discover, the more you recover. And the more you recover, the more successful you become. You need an information about your life. There is a secret from heaven that you need in the battle of life. I pray for somebody here. You will experience a midnight manifestation that will catapult your destiny and change your story. Jacob had a manifestation in the night. Paul and Silas got us at midnight. That was a manifestation. I pray once again that you will experience a midnight manifestation that will catapult your destiny and that will change your story. Not only that, I'm praying for somebody as well. And this prayer is an arrow of the Holy Spirit specifically targeted to meet you at the point of your need. If your amen can be loud and clear, you will see the instant manifestation. Amen.
Amen.
The prayer is this. every midnight wickedness.
Gbogbo ìwà ẹ̀ka ooru.
Assign against your life.
Tí wọ́n ná lòdì sáyé rẹ.
Shall expire.
Yóò ṣàìsí.
In the name of Jesus.
Orúkọ Jésù.
Let your amen be loud and clear. In the name of Jesus. Not only that, every hand raised in violence against you shall wither. In the name of Jesus. Revelation,
if you want,
illuminates.
O man, time, all that thing come,
and will bring knowledge.
Yosi muimowa,
will bring to your knowledge.
Yomuwasi more
the important decoded ministry mysteries of God.
I want adi tu ti olorun to se pataki ti a o si tu sita.
Revelation makes you to discover those secret things about your life, your destiny, your environment, the people around you.
If you want your dear ko mo awon ohun ikoko nipa aye re awon to ye oka ati awon nkan miran.
Revelation gives you sound information about proper warfare.
If you want yo fun ni iroyin to ye koro nipa ogun jija.
It is possible to train a soldier how to handle a gun very.
O sese lati ko ologun bi o se lo ibon daada.
It is possible for a soldier to be an expert at using his weapon.
O sese ki ologun ko ti ojogbon ninu lilo ohun ija re.
But he is a useless soldier who cannot even identify the enemy.
Igbo ologun ti o wulo lo mo ogun na ti o le da ota mo.
Is also a useless soldier who does not recognize when the enemy has changed his tactics.
Omo ogun ti o wulo ni ologun ni ti o le mo igba ti ota ti yi ogbon re pada.
Special announcement.
Ikede pataki.
Any child of the devil
omesu yowu
that is going into secret court.
To nwo egbe okunkun lo.
Going into secret society.
To nwo egbe okunkun lo.
Going to the occult.
To nwo no okunkun lo.
Against anyone here.
Lodi si enikeni niyin.
Special announcement to those people.
Ikede pataki funru won o.
I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to those people. Wherever they are, whether in the village, or in the cities, or underneath the tree. Special announcement to them. Any child of the devil going into secret court, going into evil society, going into the occult, against any child of God here, you better begin to write your will and prepare your way keeping. Because the God of Elijah shall disgrace you. Our life
Ayewa.
And our destiny
Ayomowa.
Is affected by evil princes of this of the unseen world.
Our
lives, our welfare, our destiny is affected by evil spirits who rule this world.
Ayewa, ife Ayewa, Ayomowa.
They are affected by what the Bible calls spiritual wickedness in heavenly places. There is an invisible society of spirits behind all visible occurrences in this world. Anything that is happening physically in this world, there are invisible society of spirits behind them.
I won't go to shell it down for Julie Laye. I want a bear me. I read.
Don't deceive yourself that what you cannot see, you cannot believe. It's pride. Don't read your science above your brain.
Maka science it.
There are levels of happenings and operation that is beyond the human brain.
Àwọn ìṣẹ̀lẹ̀ wà, ìpele àwọn ohun tó ń ṣẹlẹ̀ wà tó ga ju òye ọpọlọ lọ.
But proud men will not understand it.
Ṣùgbọ́n àwọn agbérage ènìyàn, òye eléyìí máa yé wọn.
There are invisible society of spirits all around us.
Àwọn ẹgbẹ́ àìrí ti ẹ̀mí wọ́n bẹ̀ tí wọ́n yí wa ká.
Whether it's good or bad.
Ìbá ṣe búburú, ìbá ṣe rere.
Fortunate or unfortunate.
Ìbá ṣe olóríire àbò lórí ikú.
There are aspects of life that occur as a result of the good and evil spirits that are affecting us.
Àwọn ìṣẹ̀lẹ̀ kan wà tó ń ṣẹlẹ̀ láyìíká àbí tó ń kópa lórí ayé wa látàrí àwọn ẹ̀mí búburú tàbí àwọn ẹ̀mí rere tí wọ́n lè ní ipa.
There are sympathetic and hostile spirits fighting against each other and against us.
Àwọn ẹ̀mí tó ń báni káàánú àti àwọn ẹ̀mí tó ń kanra wọ́n wà tí wọ́n ń bára wọn jà nígbà mìíràn wọ́n máa bá wa jà.
That's why it's dangerous to go to darkness to seek for help because darkness can never fight darkness.
Ìdí nìyẹn tó fi léwu láti tọ òkùnkùn lọ láti wá ìrànlọ́wọ́ nítorí pé òkùnkùn kò lè bá òkùnkùn jà.
And the devil has no free gift for anybody.
Èṣù ò sì lẹ́bùn ọ̀fẹ́ kan tó fẹ́ fẹ́ nìkan.
The devil operates a primitive trade by barter.
Owó pàṣípààrọ̀ bíi dayé àtijọ́ lè fi ń ṣe.
There are certain invisible cosmic beings which exist below God but above us.
Àwọn ẹ̀dá kan wà ní òfurufú tí wọn ò tó Ọlọ́run.
That have the power to disrupt the man, the human life and perpetrate evil against human beings.
Tí wọ́n ní agbára láti dààmú ayé ènìyàn tí wọ́n sì ṣe ibi sí ayé àwọn ènìyàn.
They have the power to wreak havoc.
Wọ́n ní agbára láti fa ìjàmbá.
And it's a very serious matter.
Ó sì jẹ́ ọ̀rọ̀ tó le.
A white lady was saying something.
Obìnrin aláwọ̀ funfun kan ló ń sọ nǹkan.
She was present when the tsunami storms and waves came and destroyed lives.
Ó wà ní ojú rẹ̀ ní àjàká tsunami tó pa àwọn ẹ̀bùn àwọn ohun ìní àti àwọn ènìyàn run.
She was there the previous night.
Ó wà níbẹ̀ lálẹ́ ọjọ́ tó ṣáájú ọjọ́ ìṣẹ̀lẹ̀ náà.
And she went to the market with her friend.
Ó lọ sí ọjà pẹ̀lú ọ̀rẹ́ rẹ̀.
And they met an old woman.
Wọ́n sì fọ obìnrin arúgbó kan pàdé.
A fortune teller.
Ẹni tó máa ń wo ìràwọ̀.
Who will look at your palm and begin to talk?
Ẹni tí ó wo àtẹlẹwọ́ rẹ tí ó sì bẹ̀rẹ̀ sí ríran.
A child of the devil.
Èṣù.
So out of curiosity.
Ẹni ìwà bẹ́ẹ̀ ṣe ojú mi tó.
This white girl gave her hand.
Obìnrin aláwọ̀ funfun bá gbé àtẹlẹwọ́ rẹ̀ sí wájú
obìnrin. And the woman looked at her palm and said, "Ah, you're a very lucky girl."
Obìnrin ọ̀hún sì bá ọmọ olóríire mà ní ọ́.
But tomorrow.
Ìgbọ́n lọ́la.
Don't go to the beach.
Má lọ sí etí òkun.
Danger is coming.
Ewu ń bọ̀.
So they knew
one more
that problem was coming.
Pé wàhálà ń bọ̀.
To destroy
láti pa
ọkàn. Spirits that wreak havoc.
Àwọn ẹ̀mí tí wọ́n ń fa ìjàmbá.
And unless these spirits are arrested.
Àfi tá a bá mú àwọn ẹ̀mí wọ̀nyí tó.
Unless we persistently and forcefully oppose them.
Àfi tá a bá takò wọ́n takuntakun àti nílemọ́lemọ́.
Unless we drop our ice cream Christianity.
Àfi tá a bá jáwọ́ nínú Kristẹni yọ̀bọ́kẹ́ wa.
Unless we drop our dancing all Sunday Christianity.
Tá a jáwọ́ nínú Kristẹni jíjó ní ọjọ́ Sunday.
Unless we drop our chairman of this harvest, chairman of that bazaar Christianity.
Tá a bá jáwọ́ nínú Kristẹni káṣí alága bàṣà ilé káṣí alága ìkórè tọ̀hún.
We are in for serious trouble.
Wàhálà ńlá ń bọ̀.
From powers that we do not understand or we have not even mastered.
Látọ̀dọ̀ àwọn agbára tí òye wa.
So what I'm saying to you, all of you are gathered here today.
Ohun tí mò ń sọ fún gbogbo ẹ̀yin tẹ́ wà ń bí yìí lónìí.
But whether you like it or not, spiritual warfare is unavoidable.
Ìpè bóyá ẹ bẹ́ẹ̀ kọ̀ ogun jíjà tẹ̀mí kò ṣeé yẹra fún.
That's why many churches who were not praying before are now praying MFM prayers. They have now seen that spiritual warfare is unavoidable.
Ìdí nìyẹn tí ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ àwọn ìjọ tẹ́lẹ̀ rí tí wọn kì í gbàdúrà wọn wa ń gba irú àdúrà torí òkè náà ti ṣe yàrá.
The history of failure and warfare.
Ìtàn ìkùnà àti ogun jíjà.
Can be summarized in two words.
A lè kó parí nínú ọ̀rọ̀ méjì.
Too late.
O ti pẹ́ jù.
Too late.
O pẹ́ jù.
Too late in preparation.
O pẹ́ jù nínú ìgbáradì.
Too late in recognizing the potential danger of the enemy.
O pẹ́ jù nínú rírí ewu tí ọ̀tá lè já sí.
Too late in mobilizing forces for the attack.
O pẹ́ jù nínú kíkórajọ fún ìgbógun náà.
I'm praying for all of you are gathered there this morning.
Mo ń gbàdúrà fún gbogbo ẹyin tẹ́ wà níbí lówùúrọ̀ yìí.
That it will not be too late for you in Jesus' name.
Pé kò ní pẹ́ jù fún yín ní orúkọ Jésù.
We need the revelation knowledge.
Anilo imo ifihan.
We need ability to see.
Anilo agbara lati riran.
So that we can pray sharp shooting prayers.
Ta ba le gba awon adura atamata se.
If there is anything you want from the Lord now.
Bi o ko ba nfe to nilo lati owo Oluwa bayi.
Oh Lord, open my eyes.
Wi pe Oluwa labi ni oju.
Open my eyes.
Labi ni oju.
So when he opens those eyes.
Oluwa ba la oju na.
You will see things.
Ori nkan.
There are prayers you could pray.
Awon adura nfe to le gba.
And you find yourself inside a witchcraft meeting.
And
you can see what they are planning and see what they are doing.
Oh, you want to
so once you know their plan, then you know what to do. This was what Elisha was doing for that king. Anytime they were planning something, Elisha knew what they were planning. That's why I'm going to pray for you one prayer that our ancient fathers in the Lord taught us. They will pray for you like this. That may you be wiser than your enemies. In the name of Jesus. Let your amen roar like fire. It is revelation that makes you wiser than
if
your enemies.
It
makes you wiser. Ability to hear, to speak, and see is a great asset in spiritual warfare. When I was a very, very young Christian, I had participated in many useless prayer meetings. I've participated as a prayer bat in many prayer meetings.
The
prayer bat is somebody is just praying, we cannot see anything.
There
was one like that. They rushed this girl to our prayer meeting.
Hey,
my stomach.
It
was rolling on the floor. The mother too brought us, said, pray. We started praying. The more we pray, the worse it became. Until one of us, whose eye was a little bit open, said, gentlemen, come. Let's ask this lady what's wrong with her stomach. Because I have a feeling we are not binding a demon here. Because God told me that she has just aborted. And the abortion has been wrongly done. So we now ask, did you abort? Say yes. This morning. Where? Chemist. When did they begin to carry out abortion at chemists? So quickly, take her away. Bottom line, she died that night. The only child of her parents. The trouble with not seeing, not having revelation, is that you will be frustrated in the altar of prayer. There are two major days in the life of a man. The day in heaven, or hell, and the day on earth. The day in or hell is the day when God or satanic hosts make decisions about you and your life. This is the spiritual original of all progress or problems. For anything to happen on earth, there must have been a plan in the spirit realm. The day on earth is the day of the physical manifestation of the decision of heaven or hell made about you.
Ni ojo ifarawon ipinu ti won se lorun tabi orun abadi nipa re.
So what you do about day one is determined by the revelation you receive.
Ohun ti eniyan yo se nipa ojo akoko yo ohun to ri nipa ifihan ni yo ipinu bo se se.
If you have received spiritual revelation of visions, dreams, word of knowledge, you can intervene spiritually and do warfare at that point and cancel it.
Bo ba ti ri ifihan gba abo ri oro imo gba abo oro asotele o le gbogun nipa temi ko si fagile nkan na.
Once you cancel it at that level, there is no manifestation on earth.
Nipa to ba ti fagile nipele temi ko le farahan ni aye.
That is this why we need the Holy Spirit.
Idi niyan ta fi nilo emi mimo.
Who guides,
ti o ma dari,
who hears,
ti ngbo,
who speaks,
ti nsoro,
who shows things to come,
ti fi nkan to nbo wa han,
who tells us secret things.
So so awon ohun asiri fun wa.
I pray that before you leave this place today,
mo gbadura pe ko to kuro nibi iloni,
every device of the wicked against you,
mo gbadura keleke awon eka lodi si o,
shall be revealed,
yo di mimo,
and the device shall be cancelled in the name of Jesus. So much about revelation devices. A device is a deceptive plan. A device is a tool or instrument. That is cleverly thought out. A device is a plan. Or a trick. That is used to get something that somebody wants. A device is a method of doing something to produce a particular result.
Or
effect. A device is like a bomb or an explosive that will explode and destroy. Devices in the spirit realm are deadly. And they are not easily detected. And in some cases, they are not easy to destroy. And in many ways, they have destroyed lives and destroyed destinies. That is why you need that revelation knowledge to be able to know what device the enemy is manufacturing against you and to deal with them. This is why immediately we finish this message, there are 14 strange prayers I'm going to ask you to pray. It's important you pray those prayers even if you don't understand the prayer. The devil has many devices that is using against people these days. To some people, it provokes and incites them to take wrong actions. To some people, it will take away the seed of God from their heart. To some people, it will transform into an angel of light in order to lead them astray. To some people, it will tempt them away from the path of righteousness. To some people, it will condemn and accuse them until they feel unworthy or worthless. To some people, just like Ananias and Sapphira, it will fill their heart with lies to keep back that which is devoted to God. To some people, it will incite them into sin. The sin will push them far away from the Almighty. To some people, like Peter, he wants to sift them to get rid of their faith and make them feel that God no longer answers prayers. To some people, he wants to initiate them by force and control them by force. To some people, he causes them to ignore the warning voice of God. To some people, it makes them to fight spiritual war with physical but physical
yo,
weapons.
Yo, je ki won ma ja ogun temi pelu ohun ija tara.
To some people, it distracts them from reading their Bibles. Draws their attention to unhelpful things. To some people, it makes them lazy and lukewarm in prayer. So they become easy prey to the enemy. To some people, it prevents them from paying their tithes regularly. So that the devourers will have legal authority to operate. To some people, he uses the weapon of discouragement. To some people, he will send them seducing spirits. Like Samson. And after the seducing spirits, he will send in the witchcraft barbers to barb their
hair.
To some people, he uses unbelief against them. To some people, he makes them to hide their problems. Wear a mask and see there is no problem. To some people, it poisons their thoughts. So their thoughts will be the lawyer they have hired against themselves. To some people, it will send contrary winds against them. To some people,
you
will now wage direct warfare. Not hiding. Direct warfare. That's why any dream of seeing yourself in the court of judgment should be taken seriously. Because in the coven court, you cannot hire a senior advocate to defend you. Your relatives may not be helpful. They may even be members of the coven. There is nobody who is going to help you to get out of their spiritual black maria once you are in that court.
So
this is why dreams of being summoned by aggressive people standing trial in court should not be taken lightly. I decree upon somebody here that every coven summon against your spirit man will be scattered to pieces. He shall be scattered. In the name of Jesus. Direct attack. The enemy sometimes comes to people and wants to directly drink their blood. So any dream of losing your blood should not be taken lightly. Blood can be spiritually withdrawn. Such a person will now feel lifeless, feeling suicidal. Who have sicknesses that would defy medicine.
That
would be confused dreams. I pray for anyone here whose blood has been taken to any satanic altar. I withdraw your blood from that altar. In the name of
Jesus.
I withdraw your blood from the altar. In the name of
Jesus.
I withdraw your blood from the altar. In the name of
Jesus.
That is why any dream too of seeing yourself taking examinations that have already passed before, see yourself back to where you used to be. Old rooms, old house, back as an apprentice, back to primary school, should be taken seriously. Those are dreams of retrogression. is a device to send you back. I pray for somebody here this morning. Every power that is pressing down your head to prevent you from rising to the level the Almighty wants you to be, I bury that power now. I bury them now. In the name of Jesus. I bury them now. In the name of Jesus. I bury them now. In the name of Jesus. That's why too. Any dream of sluggish animals should not be taken lightly. Tortoises, snails, all those sluggish animals. It's a device to reduce your speed. But I pray that the God of Elijah shall increase your speed. Your speed shall increase. In the name of Jesus. You say, sir, I want this revelation power. I want this kind of revelation power. How do I get into the revelation knowledge? And use it to fight my battles. Number one, you must surrender your life to Jesus. That is not negotiable. That is, you must become a friend of God. The Bible says, can two walk together except they be agreed? Be a friend of God. Two, you must repent from every known sin that must not be seen in your life. Three, you must live a fasted life. Live a fasted life.
See,
the end of this year is an interesting end. The last day is on a Thursday. Amen.
Amen.
Live a fasted life. Jesus said, this kind goeth not forth apart from fasting and prayer. Then pray with expectation. Pray with expectation. Ask the Lord to open your eyes and to open your understanding. Is after that you now begin to wage war against the devices of the enemy that has been specially fashioned against you. That's why the Bible says no weapon fashion. No, it's like somebody going to a tailor to get some dresses sewn. The man will take your measurement and fashion it to fit you. The enemy fashions devices for people. To some people is food. Some is alcohol. Some is the opposite sex. He has made a thorough study. That's why I pray one more time. That every device of the crafty against your life shall be scattered to pieces in the name of Jesus. Rise up on your feet now. But you see, if you are here today and you are not born again, you have not just surrendered your life to Jesus, don't waste time. Just rise up where you are and find a way to the altar at the front here, or any of the two altars at the back. You have a few minutes to do so. Pastor, I want to surrender my life to Jesus. I want to receive revelation and disgrace the enemy. Very quickly, rise up on your feet and come to the altar here. those of you at the altar,
I
congratulate you.
Okay,
you've taken the most important decision in life. Just close your eyes. Bow down your heads. And say what I'm going to say after
them.
Say, Father,
Baba,
in the name of Jesus,
Yoruko Jesu,
I come before you now. Lord Jesus,
Jesu Oluwa,
come into my life. Take control of my life. As from today, I say bye-bye to the devil. I enter into the kingdom of life. In Jesus' name. Amen. I'm going to pray with you now. Father, I thank you for your children. I pray, oh Lord, that you will lay your hands upon them. Keep them standing by your power. Lay your hands upon their lives. Today that they have surrendered their lives to Jesus, let their lives no longer remain the same. It is well with you. In Jesus' name we pray. Many of us have suffered for too long. Many have lost what they are supposed to have. Many have been disgraced where they should receive honor. Many have been pursued by the wicked powers of their household. Many have fallen into evil devices. Many have already been caged. Many have been threatened physically and spiritually. Many have their dreams lives becoming like a battlefront. Many are rejoicing on the minimum. When God maximum for them to pursue. Many have been unconsciously caged. And they're not even aware that they're in a cage. Because of that. Right there where you are. Tell the Lord to forgive you of any sin that will make the enemy escape your arrow of prayer today. Begin to ask him to forgive you. It's important you do this very well. Because of the 14 strange prayers we need to pray now. Strange and powerful prayers. Try the Lord to forgive you. Any sin in my life, O Lord, that will assist the enemy to hide from my arrow of prayer. Father, forgive me.
Baba,
cleanse me by the blood of Jesus. Father, forgive me. Cleanse me by the blood of Jesus. You have an opportunity which you must not waste. Thank you,
Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Time
Akoko
for this 14 strange prayers. The agenda of this prayer as vomited by the Holy Ghost is to dismantle any device. Whether it's witchcraft device, whether it's familiar spirit, whether it's occultic, wherever it is coming from, it is important that you pray like a man or woman from another world. It is important that your voice roars louder than anyone next to you. Because there are miracles and testimonies attached to all these prayers. And I don't want you to miss out on any one of them. Let all the sisters who are in this meeting shout hallelujah. Is that the loudest hallelujah the sisters can shout? Is that the loudest hallelujah the sisters can shout? It is without volume. I want the sisters to say this after me. Say, any power
agbara agbara
that has accepted witchcraft for my sake.
Totori temi lo gbe ya je.
Can I hear the sister shouting louder?
Awo mi lo ki mere lo rara.
Brothers, let your voice roar like thunder. Everybody together now. Hear the word of the Lord. Be scattered. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and begin to pray. Something is happening immediately now. We pray.
Loruko Jesu la gbadura.
I wish you could see what just happened now. That sister here. The powers that have been eating your seed.
Awon agbara to tin je irugbin re.
Eating your baby in the womb.
Tin je omo re ninu re.
Those powers have been silenced forever. And before this time next year,
you're
going to come here with mighty testimonies. That's right. The village witchcraft that has been pursuing anyone here has been scattered to pieces. That person who came here with a breathing problem, right there where you are, breathe in the fire of the Holy Ghost and breathe out, and the aura of that breathing problem will go. Say this loud and clear. Sharp teeth of the enemy, over my life, break my fire in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and declare. Break their sharp teeth. Makapasia likatende rabosan. Riapali kantenda. Balakatende yaboshente rabafonta. Break your sharp teeth by fire in the name of Jesus. Break your sharp teeth. Break it, break it. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus' name we pray.
Loruko Jesu la gbadura.
Lord, said that somebody here.
Oluwa wi pe enikan be ni.
The enemy is rejoicing and thinks that you are finished.
Ota nyo o si lero ko ti tan fun.
I have a word to you from the Lord.
Oni oro fun o latodo Oluwa.
That
pe
those who think you are finished,
awon to lero ko ti tan fun,
they are coming to celebrate with you.
Won bo lati wa ba o sajoyo.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Say this loud and clear.
We buy no okay.
Satanic devices. Over my life.
Lord, me.
Be disappointed by fire. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and deal with the devices. Be disappointed by fire. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray.
Loruko Jesu la gbadura.
Who is that woman who brought a baby here with a hole in the heart?
Tani arabinrin na to gbe omo kan wa sibi ti omo na ti ni ihole ninu okan re.
Lay your both hands on the head of that baby right there where you are. Two hands. If you need to take the baby out of your back, do so now. Lay your two hands upon the head of the baby. Electric current power of the Almighty will flow through those hands into the baby. And the hole in the heart shall be melted away. That's right. Somebody's been healed from this power of disgraceful skin disease, which is actually a mark of hatred the enemy has placed upon you. The blood of Jesus has wiped them away. This number four prayer, pray with violence and anger. Say every law of death over my life. Pray in the name of Jesus. Break the law of death. Break it. Thank you, Jesus. Makapata sendi akayabo. Riba sapala kayabo shenta. Mana kantarabo. In Jesus' name we pray. Something is going to happen to 10 persons. Your internal organs that have been stolen by the enemy shall return back into position. That's number one. Go back to the hospital to check tomorrow. Number two. Number three. Number four. Number five. Number six. Seven. Number eight. Number nine. And that's number ten. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. The fifth prayer. It is dangerous to allow anybody's words to overshadow your own. Say any enchantment.
Go fire.
Acquired from any house I have entered. Can I hear you saying that? Your voice is not loud enough. Die! In the name of Jesus, kill the enchantment.
By fire now.
Jesus' name we pray. That's right. The spirit of torment is departing. The spirit of stroke, of tumors, of migraine, cataract of the eye, evil ringing in the ears, bad breath, evil swelling in the body, Bone problems. Just those spirits are living now. The spirits behind the burning feet, the asthma, and the problem in the heart, just that spirit is living now. You, the spirit of stiffness in the backbone, of terminal illnesses, of poison in the blood, I bind you and I cast you out. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. This is prayer number 6. Say, every biting and swallowing demon, I bind you now. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and begin to bind them. The biting and the swallowing demon, bind them now. Jesus' name we pray. I wish you could see what is happening here this morning. Jericho walls,
oh, the Jericho,
challenging my breakthrough. Clear away in the name of Jesus. Deal with the Jericho walls. Jericho was challenging my breakthrough. Clear away now. In Jesus' name we pray. These next two prayers. It is dangerous to sit down. It's dangerous to keep quiet. Say, evil dreams. Others have about me. Can you shout this loud and clear? I cancel you by fire. In the name of Jesus. Cancel it. Any evil dream other people are having about you, cancel it in the name of Jesus. Masekapote lakaya boshenderaba. In Jesus' name we pray.
Loruko Jesu lagbadura.
The Lord said, there are some people here who have just prayed that last prayer, that within the next 1 week, you shall have uncommon testimonies. Thank you, Jesus. Now say, every power pouring blood on the ground against me, in the name of Jesus. That's right. Makato sepela kaya boshenderaba. Jesus' name we pray.
Loruko Jesu lagbadura.
Aha. Every power,
gbogbo agbara,
assigned to number me amongst the wasted.
Ti won ran lati ko oruko mi sare awon eni ofo.
Can I hear you roaring like thunder? There is somebody needs to shout this prayer loud
and
you are a liar! Die! In the name of Jesus. I refuse to be wasted. Masopola kaya boshende rabosonte. Dakatende ya boshende rabokosonte yaba. Aha. Yes. In Jesus' name we pray.
Loruko Jesu agbadura.
We have prayed 10 prayers.
Ati gbadura mewa
out of 14.
Tinu merila.
The last 4 we're going to pray it just as we're about to go home. Because I want you to go away from that with that anointing upon you. So wherever you enter, darkness you flee. Wherever you enter, tragedy will scatter. So don't go until you've prayed the last 4. Father, I pray right now for anyone in this meeting right now that has any infirmity in any part of the body. It is written, you yourself bore our infirmities and took away our sicknesses. If you have any sickness on any part of your body, this is the time to lay your hands upon it. Because in the next few seconds, the power of God shall hit you where you are. And plenty of miracles of healing will begin to happen. Father, I pray in the name of Jesus.
Baba, mo gbadura ni oruko Jesu.
Any spirit of infirmity,
pe emi ailera yohu,
afflicting anyone here,
o n pon enikeni ni
ile ju, I bind you and I cast you out.
Mo pe yin de mo si le yin jade.
In the name of Jesus.
Ni oruko Jesu.
Every curse of infirmity,
gbogbo egbo ailera,
be broken in the name of Jesus. Receive your healing. Receive it. In the name of Jesus. Every weak organ, receive strength in the name of Jesus. Check your body now. The swollen feet and ankle. The heart problems. Normal blood pressure. The irregular heartbeat. The evil growth in the body. Problems in the liver, intestine, the kidney, and the bladder. The power of God is removing all these problems. Check your body now. Check it very, very well. Everybody will say this after me, the way I'm going to say my own. Say, I decree. By the decree of heavens. That as this year is going to an end, I shall not experience sorrow. Bad news shall not be my lot. Every power assigned to make me cry shall be disgrace. 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 shall be disgraced. My God shall arise and disgrace every oppressor that wants to oppress me. In the name of Jesus, right there where you are now, there are three songs I want you to sing before we conclude this service. The more aggressively you sing that song, the better for you. And it
will
be dangerous for you to keep quiet. As the kind of warfare singing is going on, make sure that nobody's voice is louder than yours. Make sure that you are singing the song with faith in your heart. The first song I want you to sing is Holy Ghost. I need a change by fire. Can I hear you saying that? Is that the loudest who can shout it? Holy Ghost, I need a change by fire.
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 Holy Ghost, I need a change by fire. Holy Ghost, I need a change by fire.
Holy Ghost, I need a change by fire.
Holy Ghost, I need a change by fire.
Holy Ghost, connect me to my miracle.
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 Oh yeah, Holy Ghost connecting me to my miracle.
Holy Ghost connecting me to my miracle.
Oh yeah, Holy Ghost connecting me to my miracle.
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 Amen.
The final song I want you to sing. Like a warrior. Say it after me. Say, jump out. Jump out. Evil arrow in my body. Jump out. I want you to sing it with faith in your heart, with violence. As you are singing it, the power of God will begin to move from person to person. Jump out. Jump out. Jump out. Jump out. Evil arrow in my body, jump out.
Jump out, oh, jump out.
In Jesus' name.
Jump out, oh, jump out. Evil arrow in my body, jump out. Jump out, oh, jump out. Jump out, oh, jump out. Evil arrow in my body,
jump out.
Oh, yeah, oh, jump out, oh, jump out. Jump out, oh, jump out. Evil arrow in my body, jump out. Jump out, oh, jump out. Jump out. Jump out, give an arrow in my body, jump out.
It's happening. All those things you sang.
I won't call you.
They are coming out. Anything planted into anybody's life is an evil tree that the Lord has not planted. They are uprooted now. They are uprooted now. They are uprooted now. They are uprooted now. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we thank you for what you have done here this morning,
and
for what you shall continue to do. Accept our thanks in Jesus' name. Every miracle here, let it be covered with the blood of Jesus. Affliction will never rise again in Jesus' name. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Let your prayer letters and stretch it towards this altar. And let your amen be loud and clear. Father, in the name of Jesus, we spread our letters before you after the order of
Ezekiah.
Answer them by fire in the name of Jesus. Every prayer request on this paper, or written in the tablet of our hearts, let them become testimonies in the name of Jesus. I decree upon your life that your miracle will manifest in the name of Jesus. I decree upon your life that every miracle you have lost from January to this day, you shall possess them now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Now, our final four prayers, which I want you to pray with all your strength and all your power. We got just 1 or 2 minutes to pray them. But those minutes, use them with fire and with power. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. As you pray this first one, anybody has been caged here in the spirit realm shall be released. And anyone here that has received any evil letter, the evil letter shall be withdrawn. Anyone else has been having attacks from the spirit of death and hell, the attacks shall clear away. Say, every satanic alignment against my destiny, be scattered now in the name of Jesus. Scatter the alignment of the enemy. In Jesus' name we pray. You will now mention your name. The louder the better. Daniel Olukoya.
Ezekiel Akimbo.
Ara.
Dido.
Manifest the thunder power of God. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and decree upon your life. Daniel Olukoya, arise. Manifest the thunder power of God. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. So every power issuing curses upon my life, shut up now. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and decree. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Now say, where is the Lord God of
Elijah?
Can you shout that loud and clear?
Allah!
fire
Koino.
Into the camp of my enemies. Can I hear the sister shouting this? Let me hear the brothers shouting it loud and
clear.
Everybody together now. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and declare it. Masete kaya bo shende rabo kontea. In Jesus' name we pray. Don't forget on the 31st of this month, which is the last day of the month, we shall gather here for crossover prayer meeting. The meeting will start 7 p.m. But there will be a mini concert from 4 p.m. When we shout Happy New Year, we continue our prayers for a little bit. Then you can break your fast eating anything you like. I decree that you shall be here with mighty testimonies. Father, I cover your children here with the blood of Jesus. The Lord will bless you from Zion.
And
make his face to shine upon you. And be gracious upon you. It is written that you to the hills will raise up your head. From that comes your help. Your help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. Do not suffer your feet to be moved. For that keepeth you in our slumber. That keepeth Israel shall enter slumber and sleep. The Lord shall keep your going and your coming out. Lord shall keep you in all your ways. No evil shall befall you. Neither shall any plague move near your camp. It is well with you. It is well with your family. Every tragedy and disaster left in this year shall not be your lot. Wherever you appear, tragedy and sickness shall flee. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Let us share the grace in fellowship.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Amen. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord.